there are so many words in Persian, maybe twice of what you could find in Arabic, because we use Arabic, Turkish, and all of that. We have so many words here which are really confusing. Here the word is jan, okay? And jan means the essence of life. It's not soul, because soul is different to us. Spirit is different, and confusing all of this doesn't matter really, but sometimes could be problematic. Here he's talking about John, and he doesn't have another one, because John is life, you see. John and John, the life of life. He created that word, and he will use that word a lot. So the word will be the... You see the arrow, you don't see the bow. You see the life, and you don't see the life of life. John of John. Yes?
Do not break the arrow, for it is the arrow of a king. It is not shot at long range. It is from the thumb stall of the one who knows. God said, you did not throw when thou threw. The action of God has precedence over actions.
You mean what? Translate that verse for me, please.
You didn't throw when it looked as if you threw.
Means what?
That's Quranic, isn't it?
Pardon me?
That's Quranic, isn't it?
Yes.
When they talked about the sand or the dust.
Exactly, yes. This is when Muhammad will throw a piece of stone and they win a war. A losing war. They were retreating. So, everybody shouting, Muhammad, you made a miracle! From up there, they say, you didn't do that when you did it. Period. Maulamaita is right. And this is something that I expect you to remember, because this is half part of something. The other half was?
Rabbana
innana zalamna anfusana. These two, when you put them together, it's what we are talking about. The first one is the first sentence out of the mouth of humanity. Means Adam and Eve and the fruit. When they have the fruit and they are knowledgeable, is that scene that God will say, oh, what happened? The devil will say, you wanted it to happen? The Adam will say, oh, our God, believe us that our ego tricked us. This is the first thing, right? The second part is Maramaita is Ramaita. Look at it carefully, because both sides are necessary to work together. Why? Because you have two problems. You're in intellect. Will try to defend you when something goes wrong. It's not your fault. When something goes wrong, you look for excuses, you lie, you cheat, you even cheat yourself. And when, just by sheer luck, something good happens, you try to credit yourself. To say, yes, I did. These are two animal instincts. And we don't say it in Persian. Rumi always will bring them in Arabic like this. First is Rabbana innana walamna anfusana. The second one is Ma ramaita is ramaita. The first one is Adam confessing. The second one is order of God. God is explaining. It's that strong that when you do something good, it's not you. It's that seed of light in you is the breath. When you do something wrong, it's not the breath, it's not your soul, it's your animal. The animal should be responsible, and don't try to have the credit. You see how these two work together? Yes?
Break your own anger. Do not break the arrow. The eye of your anger reckons milk blood. Give the arrow a kiss and bring it to the king. The blood-stained arrow wet with your blood. That which is seen is helpless and confined and feeble, and that which is unseen is so fierce and uncontrollable. We are the prey. To whom belongs such a snare? We are the ball of the polo bat. Where is the batsman? He tears, he sows. Where is this tailor? He blows, he burns. Where is this fire kindler? At one hour, he makes the true saint an unbeliever. At another hour, he makes the deist an ascetic. For the mullahs, he is in danger of the snare until he becomes entirely purged of self.
Yeah, again, nothing will explain this because even the poets, Persians, they have difficulties to explain this. It's playing with the word khalasa. One word is mukhlis. Mukhlis means somebody who is really humble and is follower of a great master, and he has a lot of appreciation towards. This is one meaning. Then there is mukhlas, means somebody who is trying to purify himself, or the escape road to get out of something. Then we'll rhyme it with mognes, which will make it more complete. But at the end of the day, what is he explaining? He will say, listen, I'm talking about permanent weak point here. It's always there. Always they could provoke you or provoke your jealousy. Something down there is dangerous and you have to attend to it always. Remember, the main thing we are talking about is a path, right? When you talk about a path, you should remember that a path means there are the caravans, the people coming and going, and thieves, bandits. It's a part of this path. The path is not clear and asphalted for you to just drive. You are in danger up to the last moment of purification. When you become pure, then yes, you will be untouchable. Before that stage of being pure, there is this danger. A lot of them. Here, listen carefully, this is the part that I prefer to stop this paragraph because it's very long, we will not finish it tonight, and I want you to remember it this way. When we come back, we'll follow up this. Remember what he did. First was the story of the jealousy. He stopped. He talked about the thirsty fellow on the wall. He said, you know what? Humbleness. That's what you need. Then it came to Qiyamah, standing up. He said, this is the moment. Not tomorrow. not of the tomorrow. Because every single day the situation is changing. And it's difficult because you don't have that arm. You started with the animal. And the animal thinks about only food and sex. So the other one of you, isolated, not being attended to, and this one is always active and is always there. So you have to always be attentive and you see. Suddenly it comes very worryful, right? Because you lose your hope step by step by step, because he's trying to explain the strength of the ego inside, the strength of the nafs. It's not something to think about lightly. He's a very strong fellow, blah, 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 blah. So it's difficult. It's so difficult because you are looking at the arrow. You should understand that this arrow has been thrown by someone. That someone is controlling it. There are some other forces here that you don't know what's going on. And all in all of that, did you lose all your hope? Normally, it will be declined. So he will give you the remedy for that. Let's see what the remedy is.
Because he is on the way, and the brigands are numberless, he escapes who is under God's protection. He has not become a pure mirror. He is Mukli. He has not caught the bird. He is hunting. When
here again that word mukhlas and mukhlas are repeated again and again. Doesn't matter. Yes?
When the pure intention has become the place of cleanliness, he is delivered. He has reached the place of safety and has won the victory. No mirror became iron again. No bread became the wheat in the sack.
Means what?
You don't undo your...
The goodness
cooking.
Will not be undone. Means, you remember, at the beginning we talked about the beauty, the tenderness, the kindness and all that, and Rumi repeated, Seyghalikun, Seyghalikun, Seyghali. Polish and polish and polish. Why? Because he explained to us the state of mirror. Mirror has no show off, therefore you could see yourself in it. That's why the believers will become the mirror of each other, being a mirror, blah, blah, all of that. Here, when he talks about the permanency of ego, the permanency of a lot of problem within it, up to the moment that you rise above the horizon, and difficulties and this and that, but do not forget, the mirror doesn't go back to be an iron, and the bread doesn't go back to be the wheat. Means the real goodness in you, when it starts, it doesn't go back. I mean, let's say you are a very logical fellow, a Scrooge. First time that consciously you decide, you try and you succeed to be generous, you will never forget that pleasure. It will bring you back again and again, because at the end of the day, the force of a goodness is stronger. And this polishing and good stuff normally doesn't go back. Yes, read it again. No mirror.
No mirror became iron again. No bread became the wheat in the sack. No full-grown grape became a young grape. No mature fruit became premature fruit. Become mature and be far from change for the worse. Go, become the light, like Burhan-i-Mubarak.
Yeah, is a